Hello and welcome to episode 16 of my podcast, The Legend of PJ Famicom. On the show, I let my computer pick random songs from my solo albums. I talk about the song for a bit and we listen to the track. Some of you are aware, it's been a while since my last episode. The grind this year has been real. I'm trying to do better at responding to my listeners and prioritize my projects. Many who have listened to my first episode have sort of weeded themselves out. That's fine, I also have a lot of other things to do. However, I wouldn't think of giving up on my podcast. While I don't always feel like sharing, I ought to share my memories while they still live in my head. Sorry if I have left you hanging. Our first song today is called Music Poetry Sky from my 2010 album The Diamond Rainbow. At the time, living at 165 MLK, we decided that we couldn't afford to have a band room at the house anymore. Most of us were sharing our rooms to make rent even cheaper than it was. We had more roommates than ever, and not all of them played in bands with the rest of us who lived there. So, Wesley made a Craigslist ad looking for a roommate. We ended up finding a young woman named Sarah Riverd from somewhere in New England. She was our age and seemed to like to party, so it seemed okay. However, she was hardly coherent. I remember her first night in town, she made dinner for all of us. I ended up trying some of her half-cooked chicken in a pot of tomato juice or something. It was bad. She ended up breaking a plate and cutting open Rican's foot. She used to stumble around the house in spiked high heels listening to John Mayer through her iPod speaker. She wore expensive clothes and gave herself a bad fake tan. She left a bottle of iced tea-flavored vodka on top of the fridge, and us punks did drink it all. Within a few weeks, Sarah got arrested for a public intoxication. So we went through all of her stuff, read her diary, and ate her Klonopins. Her diary was mostly empty, but one page stood out to all of us. It was blank except for the words, "Music, poetry, sky." Justine made a silkscreen of Sarah's mugshots with those words, "Music, poetry, sky," under her picture. I remember Garrett wearing that Sarah shirt for at least a year after that. Soon after Sarah was gone, it was about time to release my next album. In my computerless days, I recorded a bunch of sludgy, melodic death metal type songs. I recorded guitars and bass using a keyboard drum beat as a metronome. Later, I added drums, but my drumming was really not good. Still, I put those tracks on my album. Perhaps it was a transitional phase through Super Famicom. Perhaps I could do sludgy, metallic music that was also experimental and noisy. In 2015, I recorded a medley track of all my instrumental and metallic songs from The Diamond Rainbow. My drums were certainly better, and I did double bass and all that stuff. That medley track was never released, though, among about 60 other songs I recorded in 2015 through 2017. Maybe someday you will get to hear them. Anyway, this jam, let us check out. Music, poetry, sky! Our second song today is called Dumb Luck from my 2014 album, As a Human. We've talked about this album before. At this time of my life, I was certainly straying further from normal human activity and pushing myself against everything to focus on my art. Sometimes I wish I could get paid to not go to work. Believe it or not, I'm very productive in my free time. Perhaps the most productive I've ever been. I guess I do have time for a part-time job with a second part-time job on the way, maybe. My mental health isn't so bad that I can't hold down a job. I've had to learn to hold down a job pretty well, even though I'm late a lot. Anyway, trying to pursue my creative potential can be really alienating. Sometimes I think other people are lucky because they are able to find meaning in things that are profitable to them. We can't all be like that. We can't all gain satisfaction in climbing the socio-economical ladder of the typical. Like most unprofitable musicians, I'm not a schmoozer. I don't even like talking to most people. Why should I? I'm not interested in most things people sink their time into. I'm sure there are people out there who envy my creativity, but the grass here is green, isn't it? Sometimes the grass here is mostly mud and shit. That's what this song is about. Dumb luck. Wednesday, in between rehearsals, I played with the mix of the song and decided to redo my vocals without any autotune. Of course, I'm not a great singer, but I think the new track sounds a lot better. My vocal health is not so bad these days. I don't smoke a pack a day in my storage unit anymore. So, thanks for listening to my rant. Sorry if I sound fucked up talking about my feelings. I do have a right to have feelings, even if I'm a shitty person. Most people sound fucked up to me, no matter what they're talking about. I take it with a smile. For now, this is a podcast exclusive track. Dumb luck. Dumb luck, so entitled. Assume I have nothing to do. All I for is for you. Sharp to think they're good. With no Our third song today is called Dreams Are for People Who Like to Be Sad, from my 2006 album, The Inside Voices. I have another song with the same title on an album I did in 2003. This track, though, isn't instrumental. It's more like an interlude intro to the song's sequel, titled I Only Sleep So I Can Dream About You. So for maybe two shows, I played the original song and the sequel back to back. Maybe someday I'll do a Super Famicom tour and relearn every old song that can be played just by me, and every night I'll pull out something equally as cavolt as this two-part song. If you haven't listened to The Inside Voices from start to finish, I do think you should if you want to hear how all of the tracks sort of lead into each other and form a story. If you don't listen to the whole album, though, that's okay too. It's not like I'm going to ask you about it. This jam, though, let us do. Dreams are for people who like to be sad. Our fourth song today is called I Know What You'll Turn To, from my 2011 album, The Bottom. Living on the bottom, you end up befriending all kinds of people with drug problems. And it's really hard to invest yourself in people like that. You get a glimpse of what they're going through. You go through it with them a little bit. People with serious addictions end up hurting most everyone. And the proximal hurt you experience probably isn't even close to what they have to face every day. This last summer, I saw my friend John Hayes play a song called You Suffer Alone, about people within recovery and people with serious addictions. I feel like it hit the same chord I was trying to hit with this track. However, I was pretty hurt when writing these lyrics. I know there are a lot of judgments and stigmas surrounding people with addiction. I often wish I knew how to support a culture of healing instead of fighting. Myself, I'm not the most nurturing person. Sometimes I am a fighter and not a healer. I'm not the only one. That's what this song is about. I'm not ignorant when it comes to the worst of demons. When shit goes off, I know what you'll turn to.
I know what you'll turn to. Not me. what you'll turn to. Is it love or abuse? Because you medicate yourself to sedate. Need for another
Okay, thanks for listening to that track. I'm definitely not going to talk about drugs anymore on this episode. In 2007, on my long tour with Red Bear, we played a show in Boston and stayed at this guy's house. I don't remember his name, but I do remember I spent the night trying to sign up for free things on the internet, sweepstakes and things like that. I was also burning copies of my CDs. Maybe we had room in the van for 1,000 CDRs, but you know, it seemed more reasonable to burn CDs on the road as needed. Not all of my albums were going to sell 1,000 copies after all. Anyway, after Boston, we camped in the van somewhere in Virginia. We bought firewood at the campsite and made the greatest fire I'd ever seen. We recorded things on my 4-track. I played Patrick's baritone ukulele turned to CGBE, so I could play things congruent with my metalcore roots. I tried to add percussion to the tracks, but my rhythm was terrible. All the good-sounding percussion was Patrick. We called Evan on the phone and recorded him on the phone for some of the track. This is the session where I came up with the concept of black wood. Black metal, but not metal. Wood. As the fire was going out and the sun was rising over the mountainside, I decided to hang out in the campsite's laundry room and read a few chapters of The Demon Spirit by R.A. Salvatore. Hopefully someday I will blow the lid off the whole thing and make a Blackwood album. On the tape for this track, I recorded over my album, A Modern Guide to Overdependent Living. You can hear parts of one of the songs. I guess there was a lot of audio on other parts of the tape coming in and out. I hope you like it like that. Thanks for coming on the trip. The Trip Trip. Let's hear it, though, from my 2007 album, Texas. The Wilderness Speaking.
This is the Wilderness Speaking. Hello. Speaking from the voice of the wilderness. We have very important things to share with you today. I'm going to have to ask my friend PJ to speak with me tonight. On behalf of humankind, in response to the wilderness. The wilderness says, PJ.
How's your trip been?
What trip? No, dude, he's gotta enjoy this with us, dude. He's hanging out with us right now.
Evan, do you wanna hang out with us right now?
Via phone?
Yeah. No, dude, whatever
you want. We really want this.
Yeah, I think we wanna hang out.
We really want you to.
Yeah, can we come over to your place?
The wilderness says, PJ, why don't you love us, dude? Why do you have to burn stuff? Why do you have to start fires? Seriously, Wilderness. Well, Wilderness, I have to start fires. I have to start fires to be metal. It's all about being metal, okay? Seriously, give me a break, Wilderness. I try my best. Okay, Wilderness? I'm gonna do better. I'm gonna be less metal for you. I'm gonna be more wood, less metal. Heavy wood. My favorite kind of music, black wood. Oh yeah, dude. Death wood. Speed wood. Thrash wood. Heavy wood. My favorite kind of music.
Thanks for finally listening to this new episode. Next week, we're going to check out songs from Purpose defeated. In spades. My split with no ego. The inside voices and the bottom. So, I guess I'll be talking to you then. Bye.